Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Health Home, Summer Hill, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. February 15, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4 Bio 291. Dear son Willie, I feel very grateful to God that my health is much improved. Our own family and your family, when I left Corenbong, were all as well as usual. May writes, the family are all well. The babies are well, bringing through their teeth. We know they have suffered considerable in teething, but it does not make them cross and crying. We think they are sample babies. Ella and Mabel White are doing well health-wise. I am glad they are living near us. We share the corn and tomatoes, melons, and vegetables with them. Then we can run in any time and enjoy a little visit. In regard to the health home, I cannot see anything very flattering in patients as yet. But it is no use to look on the discouraging side. We must walk by faith. We must talk faith and act faith and live faith. Sister Simmons has a boy nearly 3 weeks old. I am sorry to say he has a double hare lip. She feels very bad about it. I am drawn out to her. I feel that she is indeed a precious child of God. He, I think, is doing all he can. Brother Janet's family were all out to meeting and seemed to be all interested. I spoke on Sabbath afternoon at Newtown. We had a good number to speak to. Brother Haskell spoke in forenoon at Ashfield and helped me also with the services in the afternoon in Ashfield, and he spoke Sunday evening. I have not heard any report of meeting this morning. The daylight is just coming. I have written 9.5 pages of letter paper by gaslight. I am not able to get this copied. I have received a letter in last American mail from Dr. Gibbs from 1818 Central Avenue, Los Angeles, California. He writes, "The health of myself and family never was better. I never suffered so little physically and keep myself very busy. I have 3 hygienic babies. Like Daniel, they show their living in their faces. Wherever we go, it is inquired, what makes these babies look so fair and bright? The last 2 are twin boys named Stanley and Manly. They are 1 year old January 4, 1897. Minnie will be 3 years old in April. They are known all about here as the hygienic babies. They sleep all night and only eat their regular meals by day. They are a world of comfort to us, and wife's health is much improved. Mother Shand is usually well. Sarah Hunt is a power for truth, and we can secure her when needed. Elder McClure said changes must be made at the retreat and talked with me about my returning there. I have been practicing in this city 2 years and for some time have been using Second Story as a sanitarium. Dr. Burke's student has failed in sanitarium work at San Francisco. He ran through in a few months. Dr. Burke failed at Lytton Springs, and his constituents failed with him to the tune of $30,000 in a period of a few years. So much for his proud boasts of making $75,000 in Napa and $100,000 at Oakland. Burke now runs a little wash house in San Francisco. Dr. Maxson told me Burke would even fail at that from present appearances. I am waiting to know what the Lord would have me do. I send these few items of a long letter. I wish that this case may be considered. When the question was up in reference to Dr. Maxson going into the retreat to practice, he said, "You are making a hasty decision. You should consider the case of Dr. Gibbs. The experience of Dr. Maxson is not what it should be. His own ways are perfect in his own mind and judgment, and cannot be corrected or controlled. I would have you consider this matter. There has been altogether too much dependence upon meat and drugs by Dr. Maxson. From the light given me, it is not possible for the patients to be properly educated to discard meat and drug medication while he remains in the institution. The light has ever been given me that he should not be entrusted as superintendent of any institution, for he had not the all-round eyesight and level head to manage our institution. He knew all this, and others knowing it, conceded to his idea and gave the lines of control into his hands and, farther on, his own brother-in-law as manager. They are neither of them qualified for the position. Dr. Maxson has managed matters to keep meat-eating appetites petted and encouraged by making prescriptions for persons to eat meat. Thus, either he must cease to be a physician, or else the sanitarium must become demoralized by the liberties given in indulgence of appetite in various lines. The tables are not by any means what they ought to be. I now leave this matter to be managed as is thought best.
I am more than surprised that our people should make Dr. Maxon superintendent and his brother-in-law manager. This tastes too strongly of the dish. The human agencies, with their strong tendencies, have had things their own way. I am sure this matter has been wrong. I have nothing to urge in regard to Dr. Gibbs further than a fair consideration of the matter. As for drug medications, there should be, and will be if the light which God has given is followed, an educating away from the use of drugs, and hygienic methods will come in most thoroughly. The fevers that have been treated after the drugging principles have lost some of the patients who would have been saved if they had not used drugs. The saving of means largely expended in drug medication means the saving of life in some cases. Strictly thorough hygienic treatment would break up any ordinary case of fever. This is the 14th page of letter paper I have written since I left my bed this morning, at 1:30. I am hoping, Willie, to hear something in regard to my property in Healdsburg. Not a line has come to me in reference to the matter. Please write me, Mother.